This is episode 2172 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I do show up daily here as I have for 6.5 years. If you are a regular listener, and I know many of you have listened for all 6.5 years with me, I honor you so much, and I've really enjoyed meeting you as you reach out to me. On the best way is through my Instagram. It's the Sip and Ohm Instagram. If you send me a direct message there, I'd love to share your journeys as I'm doing more often here on the podcast. So you realize you are not alone, and so you can begin to meet your fellow meditators. If you are brand new, know that you are doing one of the most important things you could do for yourself as you calm your mind and body with meditation. If you simply listen to these podcast episodes as you go about your day doing errands and you come away feeling a little more peaceful or with a little more self-introspection, that's perfect. We all start somewhere. Honor where you are in this process. Many of you I know listen to these episodes and then you meditate on your own for 30 minutes or more. It's all good. I want you to come away with dynamic enthusiasm and energy for your meditation, whatever point you are at. In today's episode, you are going to be guided in a meditation to help you feel calm regardless of what's going on in your life and in the world. During these times of great uncertainty, know that these are the times where you define yourself with your meditation ritual. As you begin to live it and breathe it more and more because you realize how valuable it is. You realize the contrast during these times of uncertainty when you're not meditating because it's so easy to get pulled into all that's happening out there, the world of distraction and fear and the world of confusion as we wonder what's really going on these days. Truth is always within you, and this is what you'll be guided to tap into as you meditate today. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. What you're doing for yourself is too important, and the key to realizing the benefits of meditation, that peace, energy, clarity, and renewal, is by showing up daily for yourself. The consistency is the key to the benefits. I invite you to reach out and share your unique meditation journey with me. I'd love to hear from you. Again, send me a direct message at my Sip and Ohm Instagram page. I will get back to you and love to hear you. I thought I would start off your meditation as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate with a message from Marie from Denmark. The reason I wanted to share Marie's message is because she's overflowing with gratitude in her life, and this is one of the beautiful gifts of meditation that you too can realize in your life. She says, "I have listened to you every day since April, and it feels like you are a big and fantastic part of my life now." We corresponded back and forth, and in her most recent message, she says, "I feel more thankful each day." And that is my greatest wish for you, to feel more thankful each day. So as you begin to relax your mind and your body, close your eyes and gently uplift them to the point between your eyebrows. This is your seat of intuition or your spiritual eye, as it's referred to in yoga and meditation. As you inhale, inhale gratitude. As you exhale, allow your breath to release gratitude. Think about what you're grateful for in your life right now, right here. Begin to notice a sense of calmness and peace wash over you as you focus on gratitude. This is what's real. This is you. This is your true potential. I'll share with you the words from Paramahansa Yogananda in his book we've been following this week, How to Awaken Your True Potential. Under all circumstances, you must be calm and self-possessed. Even if storms of trials come, you must be able to calmly steer the ship of concentration to the shores of blessedness. The ordinary person is influenced by his environment. The person of concentration shapes their own life. They plan their day, and at the end of the day, they find their plans completed, and they feel nearer to their true essence and to their goal. As you continue meditating, reflect back over this week and notice the times when you felt as though you were living your truth. You are living authentically. Reflect on what you're grateful for about the past week. Reflect on what you would do differently. Maybe a challenge or something that didn't work out the way you thought it would. What would you do differently? Embrace your lessons. With no shame, no judgment, simply awareness. Continue reflecting on gratitude. You are so worth slowing down for.